Now to Turkey, where the ruling political party fought for its survival in court today. Turkey's population is 99% Muslim, but its political system is strictly secular, and the ruling party is charged with trying to subvert that. The court case is widely seen as part of a power struggle between an elected government, whose leaders are rooted in political Islam, and a secular opposition that's backed by the judiciary and by Turkey's powerful military. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Ankara.
It's been barely a year since Turkey's ruling political party unveiled its new headquarters, a $24 million office tower in a rapidly growing neighborhood in Ankara. Today, employees sat in the lobby of the brand new building and watched live TV news coverage of the court case, which is aimed at shutting down their party. The elected AK Party government and its leader, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, are being accused of trying to impose Islamic law in Turkey.
It's ridiculous.
Suat Kınıklıoğlu is a member of parliament from Erdogan's party. He claims the court case is a politically motivated attack launched by what he describes as militant secularists.
There are a lot of people in Turkey who are willing to take steps that don't fit in a normal democracy. And unfortunately, the case against our party suggests that what cannot be done at the ballot box is trying to be done through a judicial court case.
If proven guilty, the AK Party could be dissolved. Prime Minister Erdogan and Turkey's president, Abdullah Gül, could be banned from politics for up to 5 years, and the party's brand new headquarters could be confiscated by the state. Turkish political scientist Ali Çarkoğlu says that scenario would plunge this country into uncharted waters.
We basically don't know what's going to happen if the party that rules the country gets closed down. What happens to the government?
As evidence of the government's alleged Islamist agenda, the chief prosecutor has pointed to a constitutional amendment passed by Prime Minister Erdogan to lift the ban on women wearing Islamic headscarves in universities. The headscarf is a hugely divisive political symbol for secular Turks, who fear its introduction could push this majority Muslim country towards becoming an Islamic republic like neighboring Iran. Ali Çarkoğlu says the mood in Turkey is tense and increasingly polarized.
It's a no-holds-barred fight between the secularist elites and the Islamist-rooted conservative government circles. And I emphasize that it's a fight basically between the elites.
The power struggle escalated on Tuesday when police launched a series of pre-dawn raids and arrested 21 leading figures from the secularist opposition, including journalists, businessmen, and for the first time, several retired army generals. Sensationalist TV channels showed images of Sinan Aygün, the head of the Ankara Chamber of Commerce, being paraded by police past TV cameras, yelling, quote, "My only crime was to love the republic."
You know that Turkish politics is very much a continuation of Byzantine politics.
Political scientist Ali Çarkoğlu says most Turks will interpret the latest police raid as a counterattack by Prime Minister Erdogan and his embattled government.
The military establishment's retired officers have been targeted, but that's obviously a signal to the whole establishment that the government intends to fight back.
Today, pro-government newspapers published reports accusing the 21 arrested suspects of being part of a shadowy ultra-nationalist plot to overthrow the government. Lawmaker and ruling party member Suat Kınıklıoğlu repeated those allegations in an interview today.
It's quite worrying to see that people, a number of people, ex-generals, columnists, whatnot, are willing to take extremely radical steps to overthrow a government.
Turkey has a long history of coups d'etat. The military has overthrown 4 civilian governments in the last 50 years. Speaking to journalists yesterday, General İlker Başbuğ, Turkey's second highest-ranking military commander, urged people to avoid believing conspiracy theories.
Hepimiz, altın çiziyorum.
The general said Turkey is going through tough times. He then made an appeal for calm. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.